1-2, 1-2, testing 1-2. What's good, y'all? Uptown Tone here. Sitting with my good friend and homie, Kristen Abney, owner, founder, operator of Petty Wednesday.
I'm ready, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We good. We good.
Okay.
Y'all got to excuse her, man. She a little mic shy. She ain't even camera shy. She mic shy.
Is it? Am I talking? If you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Making sure.
I mean, how you feeling today, first of all?
Today is a good day to be of age.
Saturday.
Yeah, today is a good day. Saturday. Yeah, it's a good day.
So you looking, today. You trying to turn up today, then, huh?
I'm already turned up, you know.
Meekin.
I'm already
participating in Meekin?
I'm not sure. What are the activities we have planned?
I'm not sure. I think we're supposed to be just celebrating the young man and his accomplishments.
Well, yeah. I guess so.
No doubt. So Petty Wednesday. Tell me about it, man.
Okay. Petty Wednesday is a good situation.
Yeah.
Do I have to like look directly into the mic?
Listen. Okay. You can do you, man.
Good.
This pod, man. Just feel comfortable. You just talking to me.
All right. So yeah, but Petty Wednesday. So that started about 2016, just me at my day job, spinning around in the chair, just getting on Facebook, like, whatever going on, hashtag Petty Wednesday. So from there, I kind of, like, just start posting every Wednesday. So it's been about 3 years now posting every Wednesday.
Right.
And, of course, things happen in between time. But Petty Wednesday, to me, is pretty much a midweek reminder that life is short. Let's laugh a little bit, joke a little bit.
Absolutely.
And be, like, petty on Wednesday. Some people can't be petty every day.
Right.
It might be too much energy.
Right.
So Wednesday, give it all you got. Like,
we're going to designate this one day. Like, save all your pettiness. Don't waste your energy getting the arguments. Save it for Wednesday, and
save
we all going to let loose at the same
time. We can all go through it together and just laugh together, you know? It's just a particular day. So, it's going well, I might say, in the midst of everything else that's going on.
Right. So, is it just relegated to social media? Is it just social media postings? Anything else?
Yeah, so let's see. The first year was pretty much just posting on Facebook. Shout out to the Facebook community. That was a good start right there. So from there, I started doing t-shirts. T-shirts went pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I did pins, stress balls.
Yeah.
We did planners last year.
Right. You definitely sent me pins and cards out in college. That was handed to my college.
That was a good marketing tool I learned. I would get business cards. So I printed business cards like maybe in like 6 different colors.
Uh-huh.
So I sent them to 6 different friends. Sent them to you in San Francisco. I sent I think I did Dallas, New Orleans, anywhere that I wasn't from.
Right.
And I had people just kind of like throw the business cards everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped with us having like a mobile app. And I got like a lot of downloads just from different cities from those business cards. So if I sent you business cards and you handed them out, I appreciate you.
For sure.
It's popping. So we got a couple of things that we, you know, be selling and moving and, you know, out here working.
That's what's up. Now, present day, what are we doing?
Present day,
what is Petty Wednesday? What are Wednesdays looking like? When you get up on a Wednesday, I know you probably, it's probably like Christmas every week for you. You ready to get
popping?
Yeah,
you know, I'm ready.
Every
Wednesday, I am prepared. You know, and then even now on Facebook, it'd be a lot of people who like maybe use the hashtag Petty Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real good to see how people are participating, letting it be known, like, hey, it's Petty Wednesday. And I be seeing people in the comments like, I look forward to you doing this all the time. And this will be on other people's pages when they be participating.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much good. Just starting to feel like an outlet on Facebook, definitely on Wednesday. So in addition to that, I'm still promoting the mobile app. I have a mobile app where it sends out notifications. That came out maybe like last year.
Right. Where's Apple, Android?
Apple is the most important. But if you do have an Android.
Listen, it's Saturday. We're not getting petty here. And
you know,
I got my Apple phone now.
Mommy,
so
you know. But for the Android users, it is for you as well. So the app is good. I noticed with the app, we have 4 different groups on the app. So
gotcha.
We have parents,
mm-hmm.
we have teens,
mm-hmm.
college students, and hip-hop.
Gotcha.
So each group will get like individual notifications that pertain to that, you know, particular group or whatnot. But the teens is really popping on the app. It's like really about, I want to say like 1,400 teens on the app. I think that's what I meant, 14,000. So wait, no, I'm reversing it.
Two zeros or three zeros?
Okay, I'm looking at 3 zeros.
14,000. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at I'm like, 3 zeros.
So the team is really good, and they be having like conversations, and I'm starting to see like the college talk, college students talk as well. Right. Also with the app, I send out weekly articles in the team group and in the college group. Just could be about anything, maybe bullying, how to talk to parents, doing well in school, anything. So everything is kind of like coming along.
Yeah.
And let's see. So we got the app. I also got 2 ebooks out right now.
I seen that.
It's okay. That was good. One of the books is about like quotations, like different quotes to get you through the day. They could be funny, inspirational, whatever you pretty much want to take from them. But
absolutely,
it's a couple quotes. And then the next book was just basically about 5 steps that you should consider as you're maneuvering through life, whether it's with your home life, work, relationships, anything.
Right.
So it's pretty good. The thing about it is people don't read. So, you know, people don't read ebooks, but some people do read. So we're doing that as well. Also.
No, yeah, that's something that we definitely need to do, especially in our community, is getting people to read. That stigma is terrible. Math, reading, science is like, come on, guys. We gotta do something. But to me, because I'm an avid Petty Wednesday supporter, you know, I throw my little memes and stuff out there. But for me, at least listening to you right now, it sounds like Petty Wednesday is almost a covert operation for more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the pettiness is because everybody has a pension to be petty. Everybody wants to be petty. But it's like once you start getting into petty, then you get to meet Kristen Abney and then see all these other stuff that she has, these 2 ebooks that she has out.
You want to talk about my last name as well, but I guess that's one.
Yeah, you know. Listen, you about to be a brand, baby. We gotta let them know who you are. You don't want them to give it to Kristen Abney, NIE.
I'm cracking that. Yeah, no I.
That's the pettiest thing I've seen. She tells me, she looks at me with a straight face and says, "I'm cracking up."
Listen. My cousin called me every day and was just like, "Yo, you've been saying I'm cracking up for so long." And every time she asks me, I'm like, "Yo, I'm too old to kind of be falling out, like really laughing." So if I say I'm cracking up, I'm really cracking up, but inside.
Right.
So she said she heard somebody saying it. She was just like, "Yo, my cousin been saying it for so long." But whoever said it was like, they were saying it, but I'm sure it started here, you know.
Right. We're gonna give you credit for it.
I just been cracking up for so long.
Listen,
we're
gonna give you credit for it.
Yeah, like, it's no big deal, but it takes too much energy to really be laughing. Nice to laugh back in that would fall out on the ground because stuff really be funny, but I'm too old now, so, you know, I'll just be cracking up.
Favorite Petty Wednesday quotes? Any that come to mind? Favorite Petty Wednesday memes?
Everybody cracks me up. So, different things. The crowd, I be on Instagram, too. The crowd for Instagram and Facebook is different. Mm-hmm. So it's just like you got to pick what you want to say on either. I had this Poppin' Petty Wednesday post. It was one about baby fever. I always try to remember about baby fever. But it was something about having baby fever all before and like having like job fever, house fever, something like that. And it went viral, but I didn't put my name on it. But shout out to Virginia State University because when the party dude from ACL posted it. I had all my Virginia State friends like comment like, "Yo, this belonged to her."
Right.
And he really noticed it. So shout out to Virginia State.
Right. And I will say that to all the content creators out there listening, you have to watermark or do something to put ownership on what it is you're doing, the content that you're putting out there, because when it get legs, it happens. I dropped the song and my DM was blown. I'm thinking something was going on. My DM was blowing up, and people was, the guy, Ashley Larry, Donnell Rawlins, he had posted it, wrote this big paragraph about it, and I didn't even know. And that's the main thing that I want to tell creators and people who put in content, anything, whether it be music, whether it be, I'm going to condense it to intellectual ownership. If you're taking something out your head and you're making it tangible and you're putting it out there, get your ownership. Because you don't know where it's going to go, how far it can go, and when it'll get there. You know what I mean? And that's one of the reasons why I got Chris sitting here with me, because I just really appreciate and admire what she does as far as content, being creative. You know what I mean? Just all that cool stuff, man.
So I do see people take other people's posts and they still watermark it. Is that cool too?
No, that's not. Of course.
Okay.
So remember, because we when Twitter was popping in 2009.
Right,
remember that was the thing though.
Yes.
Us being petty. Like you kind of knew. You would do that with your friends. You would take their tweet verbatim and not retweet it.
So that's what I guess that's my confusion here with the whole watermark.
I don't think that watermarking and memes, I don't think that that's I think that that's people because, trying to take the ownership and the credit for it.
Yeah, going back to, you know, Twitter day. This was a couple years ago. Twitter was the, you know, thing. And that was what you did. You took somebody's whole post, reposted it, you know, used it as your own. But now it's like a fight on Instagram. Yeah. Like, why?
Well, because in years, we see. We just see with all of the, I feel like what they like to call, and it's the funniest word to me, but the influencers.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone's an influencer. So I guess they fight because their main outlet is social media.
Okay.
And the origins of things.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and the origins of things, you know, the origins of things out here, as we've seen this information, since we have social media and the information about our world is becoming out. We've seen that the origins of things in the world is a little shaky. So I can understand how somebody could say, hey man, I said that yesterday. So that's why I would say if you just creating memes, if you creating memes, if you creating quotes, if you're submitting to Petty Wednesday or whatever, because I'm sure Chris gonna give you your credit.
Yeah, I like to give credit where it's due. Yeah. You know, for the most part, I remember.
Right. You know? So you gotta watermark, put your stamp on it. Even if you gotta do a little voiceover in the background or however, you gotta get your credit. Yeah, it's crazy. It's the Wild Wild West, man. It's like it's no classes for it. It's no school for it. It's no nothing. We sitting here at a dining room table with the, you mean we getting it in.
Okay.
So it's like, you got to cover yourself. That's what comes with that. A lot of what comes with being in the industry with a lot of these things, whether it be media, whether it be music, is that security of that label or the company. And we don't got that. You got to do that yourself. Like, you got to take your head off and be the creator. Then you got to take your head off and be the CEO. You know, so.
It's too much pressure. But I get it. I understand.
There ain't no pressure. You've been doing good for the last 3 years. I think you're handling it pretty well. I think you're handling it pretty well. Future. What is the future of Petty Wednesday looking like? Let's say, like I always say, I hate saying, what's your 5? Who said that? If you ask somebody about their 5-year plan, you might get shot.
I might get shot in 5 years. So who knows?
Right,
the world we live in.
But just if you could give us some insight and to the brain of Petty Wednesday, where do you see it? Where do you see it going?
Let's see. Okay, so one time we did do an award show. Mm. That was pretty much giving people, I actually told these people, like, hey, I appreciate y'all for participating Petty Wednesday. I was supposed to give them a gift card now that I think about it.
And it's coming, y'all.
That's where you're on there. But listen, I see the award show eventually could be like a really dope situation, having a good venue and making it more so public where we have different people. Because I gave out all the awards, you know, me and Director Scale. Shout out to Director Scale. She did the video. But just me and her.
Right.
But it could eventually do something bigger. And that's just all people being petty in general on Wednesdays.
Right.
You know, both outlets. We got the mobile app. That just seemed like it's just something that could, you could send out information. When Instagram was down the other day, the teenagers was hitting the app like that's crazy. Lovely. So
not to cut you off, and because I want to put light on that. That's what I like most about this is that you get a creating and giving an outlet for the teenagers.
Yeah, it's definitely I see it going more towards the teenage direction. Mm-hmm. I noticed from like just the statistics from the mobile app, like a lot of teens and college students from that same age group be on the app. So I really want to go towards maybe doing like a, you know, teen podcast, mm-hmm, where kids come on, talk about different things that happen in school, happen in household. I've been talking to a couple of teens that I do know.
Uh-huh.
Just we had different topics, divorce, social media, relationships, teachers, anything, and just kind of get 2 or 3 teens together weekly and just do different episodes about real life stuff.
Right.
Still throwing there like maybe like a petty celeb of the week because, you know, they
got
still
to
be in
you
the
got
mix.
To. You got
and
to.
You know, pretty much that's it. So in near future, we just want the, you know, the podcast to be moving every week with different teams so they can talk to each other. And then, you know, we go state to state.
Right. Yeah. You got
you
to.
Know, go
no,
from there.
Go, no, no.
You know,
state to
we
state.
Out here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's pretty much. And the social media is cool. So I'll always post on Instagram. That's like my own personal outlet.
Right.
Because most of the time for me, I'm just reposting. And, you know, sometimes I got a little stuff up there.
Yeah.
And then Facebook, always. But I do want to, once the podcast start, I'll just start putting it on Facebook.
Right.
Reposting things that people post, like I usually do. Not
much. But it seemed like you got all parameters covered, and you know, like
we'll
you said, you spoke to the statistics. I like that too. Seeing, you know, what it is exactly you're doing, the barometer
that's
you,
working out. So
yeah,
We'll see how that goes, you know.
Yeah. What's your favorite form? What's your favorite form?
I don't know. All of them is just, it's just different on each each one.
And that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, it's like I think maybe Facebook, I guess, because it's one day. Mm-hmm. I feel like with Instagram, I gotta find posts every day.
Every day.
You know, what if I want to sleep one day? Right. But Facebook, you know, it's only one day.
It's an unwritten rule that it's Petty Week Day on Instagram.
Yeah, that's all.
Posting, I know they like, what's up? Well, what's up?
What's
like,
going on?
What's going on? It's like, it ain't Wednesday.
It's like, those views go from 1900 to 700 real quick.
Right.
If I ain't posting.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, what if I don't have the time? So, it's always going to be Facebook because it's only one day.
Right. So,
I mean, hey, but as time go on, maybe I'll, you know, have people who could post and have more people who, like, send in different things. So
Absolutely.
Small stuff with Instagram.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now everything's popping. I'm always going to love Facebook because, you know, that's where it started from. I wish I would have started when Twitter was popping because that would have been, like, crazy. That was definitely a good outlet. Like, we used to be on there.
But you also need to kind of see where Twitter went to believe it a little bit. I mean,
my sister be on Twitter. Sister, associate of mine. She said it's still good. I don't know if it's the same. You know, back then we used to watch shows together. Everybody
Twitter was like,
yeah, what's going on? So
man, Twitter was the I guess it all depends on who you are. I still see a lot of people on Twitter saying, like, man, I wish it was 2009, 2010
like
again when we was when Twitter was popping, and you know what I mean? But I think a lot of people might feel like that about Facebook, because remember with Facebook, we had a long conversation about Facebook one night. As a matter of fact, on my guys, the Late Bloomers, their podcast, we talked about that on the Thanksgiving episode. Everybody gave their account of how Facebook started. And you had to have email address. Yeah, and that's when it was popping. And now Facebook is like the family reunion. Like,
yeah,
your mom is on there.
But you have a good time with your family. That's why it's just a reunion on Facebook. But that is true, though. But I do remember when Facebook was popping, like, 2005. You had to have, a little college ID. And that was cool. Shout out to Virginia State again.
Virginia State.
It was, that was good, though. But everything is evolving, I guess. Everything is changing.
But it's good that you're in all of the forums. You see how all of the forums work. You see the statistics, and you see the pretty much the feel. And these forums have cultures of their own, like we just said. Right. Whereas Facebook is where all the family is. Instagram is like the more, you know, they get a little ratchet on there. They get pictures and things of that nature. Then you got Twitter. Twitter is forever trying to find a new identity after about 2-3 years passed. So it's just fun that you could have a brand and a forum that kind of grows with those things. And who knows, maybe one day Petty Wednesday could be challenging Twitter and Facebook, and you know what I mean, with all the things you got going on. Yeah.
Maybe in a couple of years, I seen the Roots Picnic, Joe Buttons, a couple podcasts actually headlines.
The fact that you're going to have people standing outside to hear, like, people really want to hear what people got to say. And that's part of my thing, is I know really dope people who got some shit to say, and I want them to say it, so.
So you want to be out here saying it? Be out here.
Yeah, we out here. We out here, man. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on, let's see, Facebook. I have a Petty Wednesday page on Facebook, but I actually post from my personal page. My homie Stan been telling me to stop doing that for some time. I have not listened. So Kristen Abney, I guess, on Facebook.
I have not listened.
And, you know,
so
I'm going to get that together. And Petty Wednesday on Twitter, on Instagram. Yep. And the mobile app is in the Apple Store. Also, Android, where y'all download from, is there.
Where y'all download from?
Is there as well.
Google Play.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Play Games. It's a bunch of different places.
Okay, well, yeah. It's on
Android
all
is
things.
Android is a phenomenon all its own.
That's what I keep hearing.
My brother taught his 8-year-old son how to hack games. He said he goes to school. His kids be looking at his phone like, I don't know how to play that game. And his son, let me see your phone. 8 years old. You know
No! So he's hanging everyone's phone. Okay, so they say these Androids are popping.
I mean, it's all. I feel like it's all like anything else. It's just like if I was to sit here and try to tell you GarageBand versus Pro Tools versus Ableton versus it's whatever operating system you like, man.
Listen, Team iPhone.
It's Saturday.
Y'all download it. It's Petty Wednesday everywhere. So just download it and just look forward to all these different things. Hit me up. Email me for ideas, everything. Just let me know. I'm pretty much everywhere.
For sure, man.
I think.
Petty Wednesday coming to a town, a mobile app, a phone, tablet, a laptop. Hell, a damn, I don't even know what they call them anymore. Desktops.
That's what I'm saying. That's how we feel about Android users. I don't even know what we call them anymore. Just like that, so you know.
Right. I appreciate you for coming, talking, man. We're going to do this a lot more. We're going to keep this rolling. We want y'all to be looking out for the Petty Wednesday podcast. All the forums, we need you to hit them up. Give feedback. We'll decide whether we want to take your advice or not. No, I'm just playing with y'all. But no, definitely give feedback and tune in. Word of mouth is always the best way of communication and marketing. So tell your friends about it if you like it, because we know you're going to be laughing and doing all that stuff. And just tune in the future, man. Chris, I want to thank you for coming by.
Anytime. You know, oh, can I say one more thing?
Listen, whatever you need to get off, get off, man.
We also do a charity event. I do like a blessing bags where I give out like blessing bags. That's coming up in April too, to like the homeless Philadelphia. And I do an end of the year meal where I take like submissions from people to feed maybe 5 families and provide them with uncooked, like you cook it yourself. And we'll deliver some canned goods and all that good stuff. Right. So we get back as well. And the podcast is going to have giveaways, too.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to get Power 99 tickets from here. Hey. All those good things. So look for it. I think that was all I had to say.
You ain't petty at all. You got something up your sleeve. Yeah. You got something up your sleeve.
Only on Wednesday.
Only on Wednesday.